Okay, so our final talk today is by Jeremy Bennett here. I have some notes. So you live in Southampton also, which is also in England, by the New Forest, which is almost 1,000 years old. You spent some time in Paris and Nuremberg, which is great. You adore compilers, from what it seems like, from reading this. And you have acted with Hugh Grant?
Yep.
Wow. Now, that's an interesting story. All right, sir. Jeremy, take it away.
Thank you very much. You can ask me later where and when I acted with Hugh Grant. Okay. This is our last talk. It's only a short talk, and it's a bit of an appeal. I want to talk to you about my work I do in my spare time, and William works with as well, with TechWorks. Anyone here heard of TechWorks? I wouldn't think so. It's the trade body for electronic systems in the UK. And just in case you think that's relevant, it's worth about £100 billion a year to the UK economy. There's about 1 million people work in that industry. It's 8% of the entire British economy. There's a reason why the minister turns up to the annual meeting. He listens. So it's a powerful body, and you will certainly know the members, IBM, Arm, Cadence, Mentor, Siemens, and the like. So it's a big body. It covers a lot of things. It was originally the National Microelectronics Institute, and that's the one on the top right there that looks after silicon chip design. Going around, you've got Power Electronics Group. You've got the UK Electronics Skills Foundation, which is the educational charity arm that oversees students' internships going into universities across the country. There's TechNES, which is the embedded software group. There's eSIN, the automotive expert group that looks after the automotive industry. And lastly, there's the Internet of Things Security Foundation. I'll come back to that. Okay. Now, what are they doing here? Because they're not an open source organization, anything but. But part of our role as open source engineers is to educate the wider world into the merits of openness. And I want to draw your attention to the Internet of Things Security Foundation. And that's what it says on their front page. Okay. Material is published, it's a contribution from industry, and you can download them for free. Okay? They're freely available to you, and indeed there's an example of one, and when we say free, we mean a Creative Commons attribution license, and that's a perfectly valid open license for what is documentation fundamentally. And so even though this has some of the biggest proprietary people amongst it, they have chosen to do their standardization work, their best practice work, their guides to the engineers in the industry to make them fully open. And they were put together by an open process, and one of my open source engineers, you'll find his name in that document because he wrote a big chunk of it. And that's where the open philosophy is something you sell to them. And I was one of the group that sold the idea of doing this in the open, and I'm a founder member of the Internet of Things Security Foundation. So how does that apply to AI? Well, William and I have been heavily involved with AI at TechWorks. I have, the last year or two, been co-chair with Mike Bartley of the AI initiative we've had going along under the hood. And most of our members are experienced professional engineers. And I think we heard a lot earlier from Stefania about the importance of education, but I'm particularly interested in the education of people who are ready or experienced. We've got lots of experienced engineers. How do you bring those people into a new industry? They've got their marketing guys telling them our new product's got to have AI, and that's probably about the detail they get in their product spec, and they've got to implement it. So what TechWorks is trying to do is fill a gap in the market by making guidance available to those professional members it has. And the initial things we're going to start on is guidance on trustable AI, because that's seen as one of the barriers in our industry. Quite honestly, if you've got companies that are making jet engine controllers, you really want to trust any AI they put into them. And more generally, the professional engineer. Okay, so actually, what William and I have been working on, and you can join the meetings if you want to, they're held every month, is the best practice guide. We're not trying to tell you how to do AI, we're giving you the pointers so you can do it. We're not duplicating what other people are doing, we're trying to provide you the set of questions, a Q&A you can go to say, should I even be using AI in this product? If I should be using AI, what sort of AI? What are the questions and risks I need to address? And the idea is, if you're an engineer but you don't know AI, it'll help you make a good job of your first project and subsequent projects. And hot news, this is, I think, the first public meeting this has been announced. So TechWorks announced its new AI innovation cross-working group. It's a cross-working group because it doesn't fit in any one of those subsidiary organizations. So we'll work with automotive, we'll work with power electronics, we'll work with the Electronic Skills Foundation, we'll work with the Internet of Things Security Foundation. It was announced on Thursday. There will be a launch event in London, and then there will be more public events. The launch event, quite honestly, is to get the key influencers in there to understand. So it'll be aimed at the government, both the civil service and the politicians. It'll be aimed at senior managers in the industry across the UK. And then we'll propagate it down, and there'll be lots of events for the ordinary working engineer. Okay? But the good thing about that is the work we'll be doing will, just like the Internet of Things Security Foundation, be in the open. And there wasn't even a question about doing that this time. It was taken as given because it was seen what the success is. So really my talk is just an appeal to you is, don't just engage with the open source community, engage with the wider engineering community and try and bring them online for using open source. And I'm hoping next year we'll come back and there'll be lots of feedback, and this group will have fed into the other groups you've heard around here and will have drawn on what they've done, and we'll be a useful addition to what's there. I say, you can get involved with the best practice group, just send William an email and he'll hear you. So I'm the last speaker today. My last slide is nothing to do with TechWorks. It's some thank yous. So thank yous to those here. So I'd like to thank Will Jones, who's been overall charge of organising this room. I'd like to thank JJ for chairing all day. And JJ hasn't taken a break. I tried to make him take a break, but he's indestructible, so he's gone through the whole day. Michelle from Linagara, Jonathan and Stefania. I think Stefania's had to rush off for all their work from the European Network on AI Safety. And those four people, I should say, there were four submissions to do an AI dev room, and we've put all four submissions together. So you've got the best of four possible dev rooms you could have had all rolled into one. But the most important people of making it a success are all of you. We've had tremendous interaction. I've not been in all the talks, but when I have, it's been great to have that. So thank you very much, and of course, we'll see you all next year. Yeah. Thank you.